T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Jen Show
needs you. Join the conversation at 404-741-9400 on Star 94.1.
We have a Jeff and Jen Show listener in an emergency situation.
She's got a cutthroat female coworker, huh?
I think it's actually her mentor.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you.
We are looking for people to help you out with some advice who have experience working with cutthroat women in the workplace. Because I kind of know your story, and I will tell you that I agree with your husband. And I'll be interested to hear Jen's take, and I will be interested to hear our listeners' take. But why don't you fill them in on the details?
Well, I've been working for this company for about 5 years.
Okay.
And my mentor, she's actually very successful, and obviously she has more years on me. She's my senior. So this job opportunity came up to have a job in another city, and it's a city that I really would love to live in. And I'll probably go to my mentor because she has seniority. So what's confusing to me is that she's always telling me things that, because a lot of the executives are men. Mm-hmm. So she's telling me, like, you know, if you're working with men, you need to adjust some things, like never tell them you want to have children, because they'll always assume that you have, like, you'll have periods of unavailability. I heard her make comments that she's an aunt and how she doesn't want kids and how she's happy that she's not, because she can just give them back.
How she's happy? You heard her make comments about how she's happy that what?
Oh, she's like an aunt, so she's like, she can give kids back. At the end of the day, she doesn't have to stick.
Right. You know how people are like, I love my nieces and nephews because I can play with them and have kid time, and then I give them right back.
And she makes comments like this to the male executives that she works with, like, purposely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're always casually talking, so that's fine. And, like, one exec recently asked me if I wanted to start, like, a family soon, and I was like, oh, sooner rather than later. But, like, that just came out because I'm just married. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't an interview situation, so, like, I'm afraid they're going to think that I'm going to have children sooner, or I'm going to have children, period, and, like, not want to give me the promotion.
That's so sad, but she's probably giving you good advice there.
Okay.
But she actually said the other day, because I'm friends with her sister, she said the other day that she couldn't, you know, once they find out what happens with this new promotion, she can't wait to start having kids.
Wait.
So
I'm confused. So where's the backstabbing part?
Well, here's the thing, is that my husband, because I really want the promotion and we're up against each other, mm-hmm. me and my mentor, my husband said that I should say today, because her sister told me all the information about how she wants to start a family, that I should congratulate her and be over the top and awesome and, you know, tell her that she's going to be a great mom and in front of the executives, so they'll know that actually in the same boat as me.
Okay, so
You feel like the fact that you have been honest about wanting to start a family and she has not been honest about wanting to start a family is going to give her the edge in getting the job.
Yes. So I would like to say it to them in a nonchalant way.
To even that playing field.
She wants to start a family. Even the playing field.
Got it. Because you found out this information from her sister, who I'm assuming you are acquainted with.
That's what she was saying.
Yes, she's exactly. Very good friends with.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. So,
who's backstabbing who?
Well, the woman, her mentor, is backstabbing, not backstabbing, but being pretty cutthroat, because she's saying in the workplace, I don't want to have kids. I don't want to have kids. I don't want to have kids, even though she clearly does.
But it may just be her manipulation of the system or that corporate culture that she's in.
Right. And she's giving this advice to this woman. Right. So she's, I 100% get what your husband is saying. 100%.
And you think she should do that? I feel like that's a breach of confidence with the sister, though.
But did she tell you in confidence or did she tell you matter-of-factly?
No, she just told me matter-of-factly.
I don't know. If this woman in your office has been your mentor, I feel like it's backstabbing of you to go then talk about her personal business at the office.
The mentor already talks about personal business. Or lies about personal business.
Yeah, but that's her choice. Like, you're going to be outing
her. Right. She
doesn't have to be honest about starting a family with the office.
She doesn't have to be honest about not starting a family with it.
Yes, she does. She's made that decision in her corporate culture.
Yes.
She knows that's going to hold her back. So she's kept quiet about her plans for having a family.
Okay.
And you're encouraging this woman to go out her on that?
Yes, I'm encouraging this woman to do exactly what the mentor is doing.
Oh, I couldn't disagree with you more.
All right, 404-741-9400 is our phone number. 404-741-9400. Mary is on hold, so if we have any more questions, we'll come back to her. But Jen, think about this, mm-hmm. and we'll come back and take the calls.
You're not going to change my mind, but go ahead.
I don't think you're thinking it all the way through. The mentor, okay, is manipulating the situation in order to further her career.
Correct.
What is any different about Mary manipulating the situation to further her career?
Because she's doing it by throwing her mentor under the bus.
The mentor's already throwing the coworker under the bus.
No, she's not.
Absolutely.
She's already said to her, she has said, this is a corporate culture that is not going to support you starting a family, so don't mention it. And Mary has mentioned it on her own. So the mentor is looking out for her going, guess what? If you want a promotion in this company, don't talk about wanting kids. So she's laid it all
out
there.
Even though she's planning on having kids.
Yes, that's her way to manipulate in business.
She's manipulating
the system. She's given Mary that same advice. Whether Mary takes it or not is not her fault. And then you're asking Mary to go out her personal business that Mary doesn't even know from her.
I'm telling Mary to play the same game. Your calls next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.